President Fox, Donald Trump is essentially doubling down, saying that he'd make Mexico pay for the wall and that it's now going to be higher. Regardless of what you or any current or former president of Mexico says, what's your response?
Well, my response is that he's mistaken, that he's taking the wrong route, that there are more Mexicans coming back than Mexicans going into United States. And it's because Mexican economy has been improving and because they see the opportunities here now.
When he claims that that the Mexican government is behind the flow of undocumented workers coming into this country, he hasn't provided any evidence of that, but he says he believes that and that smart people know that.
That is an absolute lie. He doesn't have any proof on that. I was a president of Mexico. I know other presidents of Mexico, and we have always been working hard, doing our very best to build up the opportunities for our people. We need them here. We don't need them in the United States.
Last night, as you know, Donald Trump again called for you to apologize for using the F word, saying you should be ashamed. Any chance you've decided to accept that that request?
I repeat to him, no apologies. I demand, as Joe Biden, Vice President of the United States, came to Mexico and said, it's a shame that we have guys like him speaking the language that he speaks. He has offended Mexico, Mexicans, migrants. He has offended the Pope. He has offended the Chinese. He has offended everybody. He says he's going to bring back America to what it was. That's crazy. Never, never before America, United States, was so big, so strong, so powerful, so successful as it is today. He's going to take that nation back to the old days of conflicts, war, and everything. He remembers me of Hitler. That's the way he started speaking.
You're really saying he reminds you of Adolf Hitler?
I say that. He reminds me of Hitler because we just have to see the sweet talking that Hitler had at the beginning. And if this guy is going to use the executive power to do what he likes without considering that he has a Congress there, that in the Congress there are Republicans and Democrats, that he has a judiciary, that he has governors, that he has a very solid citizenship. And that is a democracy that should be the example for the rest of the world. So he's behaving very, very, very poorly.